So today's title is Colliding Cancer Crime Bubbles. And this work has been done with Gary. And this paper is on the net. The number is like this. And this will appear in Classical and Quantum Gravity. The contents are like this. First of all, I will show you the motivation for considering the colliding Kazakrine bubbles. And secondly, I will show you the one Schwarzschild bubble solution and two static black hole solutions as a preliminaries. And thirdly, I will show you exactly the details of the colliding bubble solution and the resulting black hole formation. And fourthly, I will show. I will consider the construction of the crying car bubbles, and finally, I will go to conclusion and discussions. About 2 decades ago, we then have shown that the Kazakrine theory is unstable against nucleating one bubble. So he actually considered four-dimensional Minkowski space-time cross-Sone circle like this. And this is a four-dimensional Minkowski space-time. And this is actually, this is classically stable, but quantum mechanically, this is unstable against nucleating one bubble like this. Here, this is a bubble of Kazakrine theory. And inside of this bubble, there's no space-time like this. This is one of the features of the Kazakrine theory, Kazakrine bubbles. And this kind of bubble solution has been applied to the general cases. For example, magnetic flux tubes or flux brain and so on. And also quite recently, from string theory point of view, the bubble solution is very interesting because bubble solutions are non-singular time-dependent solution of vacuum Einstein equation without strong curvature singularity everywhere. And this has been investigated by these authors very recently. And on the other hand, in Kazakrine vacuum case, the decay date per unit volume and per unit time is given by this quantity, where capital R is the circle of the X-ray dimension. So this implies that spontaneously, at some time, many bubbles like this appear. So what happened in the space-time? So the simple question is, for example, this is a very simple question. What happens if two bubbles collide? For example, after the collision, the singularity is harmed, or black hole appears, or cosmic censorship is violated. That means the next singularity appears. So to consider this issue, first of all, let us consider the example of collision of bubbles of two vacuum inside a four vacuum field in field theory. And this is the time, and this is this direction is space space direction, and this is the fourth vacuum region. And this is the two vacuum region, and this is the bubble. And this figure shows the two bubbles like this. And this expands logistically like this. And here, at this point, two bubbles collide each other. But in this case, there are no black hole on this point or next singularity. There is no next singularity at this point. So in this case, there is no singularity in this case.
What does the picture show? I mean, it shows something. What happens after the collision in that picture?
Yeah, this actually this wall The wall of the bubble collide each other at this point.
It looks like they're passing through each other. That's why I'm asking
yeah.
in that picture.
But in this point, there's no curvature singularity. Very strong curvature singularity. There's no strong curvature singularity at this point.
I guess the question is, why is there a false vacuum region into the future? Why don't you just have the true vacuum everywhere to the future of that collision?
This region?
Yeah.
You expect them both collide. Normally, you expect that the walls just kind of thermalize and you get a hot gas. I mean, you get a hot gas there.
Yeah. This is usually analyzed in some sort of, approximation where the bubbles are far apart, the collision is almost planar, and then you have like basically domain walls colliding.
Right.
And that's why you don't form black holes, because you don't have to global
right.
energy
right.
and mm-hmm.
Right, but I mean maybe the picture is just meant to be schematic, but you don't
expect to go back into the false vacuum
no.
after the collision.
No, there should right? After the collision.
I see. So you mean this is a true vacuum.
Yeah,
not
it's
for,
it's
not
true
for.
Vacuum, but it's
some sort of
it's right. It's
got
it's
some sort of energy excited above the true vacuum.
Okay,
right.
I see. So this is a true vacuum. And in this case, there are no next singularity or black hole formation.
Yes.
So this is the usual bubble case in the early universe. But it's quite different in the Kaltenkrein bubble case, because there's no space-time inside of this bubble.
Wait, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Now you got me puzzled, because these things can come at each other with a very high surface energy density, and yet they still don't form singularities, is that right?
Yes.
Because colliding shocks can form singularities. I mean,
you have to have more than two, right?
Not if you're playing symmetry.
No, but if
you're thinking like over sexual shocks.
Right, but I mean these are at the end of the finite shot. They're finite in extent, so they.
Yeah. What happens with the small perturbation? Is somehow the fact that you don't form a black hole does that come from the exact planar symmetry?
Let's see. Now people have analyzed this without assuming exact planar symmetry. What they do assume is an appropriate Boost symmetry. A bubble has a Lorentz sort of Boost symmetry. Two bubbles, you break part of that, but I think Kengo's going to go through this in a moment. But you have a residual Boost symmetry in sort of the directions perpendicular to the line of approach between the two bubbles. And you've analyzed it with that symmetry. Hmm. And that's enough to show that you don't get.
Okay. I guess that's not directly low here, but it's just surprising.
So in the Kaltenkrein bubble case, there's no space on inside of the bubble. And this is a time direction. So initially, let us suppose that there are two Kaltenkrein bubbles like this. And these two bubbles approaching each other. And after some time, let us suppose that there are one big Kaltenkrein bubble appear. So in this case, the obviously topology change would occur. So according to the topological censorship, this implies that a singularity or closed timeline curve would appear. So in this talk, we will present an exact solution for the collision of two bubbles and show that there is a black hole which contains a Schwarzschild-like curvature singularity. So as a preliminary, let me show you one Schwarzschild bubble solution in 3+1 dimensions. So the Euclidean Schwarzschild metric is given by this. So to avoid the conical singularity up here, the period for the chi direction is given by this. So to obtain the bubble solutions, we need analytic continuation like this. So after the analytic continuation, this Euclidean bubble metric, Euclidean Schwarzschild metric, become this bubble solution. So these two here become 1+1 Dojita space time. So this has all to one symmetries, and this looks like a cosmos, this has a cosmological horizon. So this is a Penrose diagram for the one Schwarzschild bubble, and this is the one observer approaching infinity, and this is another observer. So this is a past causally connected region. So obviously, in this figure shows that at rest time, this past causally connected region cannot overlap at rest time. So this implies that the existence of the cosmological horizon in this case. But we have another analytic continuation like this. So this is a phi is equal to IT. So we can also have another Lorentzian space-time. So this space-time looks like a static space-time. But actually, this space-time doesn't cover the whole space-time. Actually, this two-dimensional space-time is 1 plus 1 digital space-time, and this also produces the same exactly same Schwarzschild bubble solution. It's coordinate different. It's just the difference of the coordinate. So in this case, the theta equals 0 or theta equals pi corresponds to the Killing horizon, and also the two-dimensional part. Become this cohomology form. So this space-time looks like a white home, and also because these are two Killing vectors, commuting Killing vectors, and this is a two-dimensional white part. So this is called white home. In this white home, it's very easy to get a Einstein-Vacuum equation because all equations become linear equations. For example, Lorentzian Schwarzschild solution is given in this Weinhorn, if you have a Newtonian potential of a rod whose length is 2m and the mass is m, like this. So as I showed, after double weak rotation like this, I can get a one bubble solution. So from this analogy, we can strongly expect that if we get two black holes, then after double weak rotation, we can also get a two-bubble solution. Is this very true? To make sure of this, and let me quickly review the two black hole solutions. So these two black hole solutions are given by the static axis symmetry vacuum solution. And this is a form for the solution. And phi is a Newtonian potential for rod of length 2m. And this is a two rod. This is a d direction. And this is the length between center to one of the rod. And this is A and B. And also by using this parameter, two parameter A and B, let us define each function, rho I, rho altitude, and something. These functions, rho I, are given by this length, like this. So here, please note that each rho I function is even function of R. This is an important point right here. So the solution for the Newtonian potential is easily obtained like this by using the previous function rho I and parameter B and A. And also gamma function is also given by these a little bit complicated functions. But these capital gamma function only contain the even function R. So this is important. And on these two black hole solutions, the horizon of the black hole is given by this equation. So we have here two black hole static solutions. So first of all, to check regularity on the axis around this direction, let us calculate the following quantity, alpha. Alpha is given by this, and if alpha is equal to 2 pi, the axis is regular. So we have two places for the checking, one and two. This is outside of the bubble. This place is inside of the two bubbles. And after a simple calculation, alpha is become this quantity. So for the first place, this quantity is equal to 1, but in this place, this quantity is less than 1, so this implies that we cannot remove both conical singularities. But to obtain the two bubble solution, let us first set t hat is equal to
I. I'm sorry, I'm trying to make sure that vial form is that the most general form that has two Killing vectors?
Yes.
And those two Killing vectors here are the rotation around the black hole axis,
yes,
and I guess time. And of course, the reason it didn't work is that you really can't have two static black holes.
Yes.
Okay.
So there are conical singularities.
That's going to go away, I guess.
Yes.
So this is neat, though. I mean, you really can find every solution that has two Killing vectors. I guess it seems like there are a lot more.
It's complicated. Okay, so to obtain the two bubble solution, let us first set t hat is equal to I chi, and to avoid conical singularity around the horizon, black hole horizon, the period is given by this quantity. So, and finally, to obtain the Lorentzian bubble solutions, please set phi is equal to IT, so this is the final solution for the two colliding bubble solution. So here, this DTT component becomes zero at the D axis. And also, this D is non-compact. So this implies that there are no conical singularity around the, around this G axis. So this is the point.
Are there still two Killing vectors?
Two Killing vectors.
What are they? I mean, obviously, it's still two bubbles expanding. There's still a rotation around the axis between them.
Yes.
What's the other one? Is it like a boost, or you're going to say that?
Yeah, some kind of boost symmetry.
Yes.
So I will show you a Pendel diagram for this colliding bubbles. So as I said previously, R is equal to 0 corresponds to Lindau horizon. And this is the Pendel diagram for the colliding two bubbles. Mm-hmm. And this previous static solutions doesn't cover the whole space-time. Actually, this is a Lindau horizon. This is the 45 degree hyperplane, and this corresponds to the Lindau horizon. And static solution only covers outside of this Lindau horizon. And this is a bubble. And this is a time-like Killing vectors. And so to analyze the collision between two bubbles, we need to extend this space-time beyond the Lindau horizon. So, but it's very easy to get the inside region metric of this Lindau horizon, because as I said previously, the metric involves only even parts of R. So this implies that one can smoothly extend the metric beyond the Lindau horizon just by setting R is equal to IR2. So first of all, let me analyze the causal structure beyond this Lindau horizon first. And secondly, I will show you the causal structure beyond the region beyond this Lindau horizon. So for the first region, to analyze the causal structure, it's very easy to introduce this kind of double null coordinate, small u and v. And then the function, previous function, rho I and rho I2 become different. But unfortunately, in this double null coordinate, there is a coordinate singularity around this null hyperplane. This is a z axis, and this is a one, a bubble one and bubble two. In this coordinate, unfortunately, there's some kind of coordinate singularity like this. But to avoid this conical singularity, let me further introduce new double coordinate, capital U and capital V. And it's these functions are given by this function. So the new metric is given by this. And also similarly, gamma tilde function are given by this capital gamma tilde function. And so in this coordinate system, there's a coordinate, there's a singularity around this circle. Capital U plus capital V is equal to 2V. So in this boundary, the metric component first diverge or vanish around the circle. So this is a Pendel diagram. And as I will show you later, this is a circle of the U square plus V square is equal to V. And this space-like segment becomes singularity. And this time-like segment, two time-like segment, is correspond to bubble two and bubble one. So first of all, let us consider the region between this, around this null hyperplane, and consider the asymptotic behavior of this metric near the singularity. So around a null hypersurface, the asymptotic behavior of the metric near the future space-like segment is given by this behavior. So epsilon is a small positive number defined as this quantity. And this implies that the region near the space-like segment. And so this component, GPT component, diverges on the space-like segment. So this implies that two neighboring null geodesics diverged infinitely around this space-like segment. So this implies the curvature singularity around the space-like segment. And also, around the affine length around this null geodesics is given by this quantity, and this becomes a finite. So this implies that this space-like segment is really a curvature singularity. So to compare with the usual famous Schwarzschild singularity, let us first consider the Schwarzschild metric near the singularity. So near the singularity, the metric becomes like this in the R approaches zero limit. So and after coordinate transformation like this, this becomes this. So here, epsilon is a time coordinate. Furthermore, introducing double null coordinates, capital U and capital V, so this metric becomes this behavior. So this implies that this space-like segment is ready and looks like a Schwarzschild curvature singularity. So so we have made sure that this space-like singularity looks like a Schwarzschild curvature singularity. So second, let us consider the region around this new hyperplane. So around this new hyperplane, the asymptotic behavior of the metric around near the time-lapse segment is given by this quantity. So there's no diverging point near the segment. And this looks like a flat geometry near the axis of cylindrical coordinate, which is given by this. Here, this is a space, space-like axis, and this is the epsilon direction, and this circle is the chi, and this looks like a completely regular. There's no curvature singularity. So, as a result, the two bubbles collide with each other at the null point. So, null point implies that at this point. And this is metrically at zero proper separation because here the UV component becomes zero. So, this length is actually zero. And also, at this point, Schwarzschild type strong curvature singularity appear. So this implies that because the metric is actually zero, this implies that physically the two bubbles collide at this point, and singularity appears. So from So as a result, first of all, every future directed causal curve beyond the Lindelöf horizon can necessarily hit a singularity. Secondly, there's a causal curve which connects future near infinity to each point outside of the Lindelöf horizon. And the del t vector is a time-lacking vector outside of the Lindelöf horizon. So this implies that R equals 0 is a black hole, actually black hole event horizon, whose topology is F2. And also we can easily get the horizon area, and which is given by this quantity. And in this limit, where L is much bigger than the mass M, so A is proportional to M cross L. So this implies that the area is proportional to the length between two bubbles. So this is the picture for the black hole, and this is a bubble, and this is the Lindelöf horizon. And actually, this becomes a black hole event horizon. So this implies that, so let us suppose that one bubble appears far away from another bubble. So this implies that between the observers, between these two bubbles can hit a singularity necessary. So this is a little bit surprising because if two bubbles appear, the distance is very far away each other. So in this case, a black hole area is much bigger than the each bubble. So in this Kaltenkrein theory, black holes, very big black hole naturally appears. So the causal structure is like this. Around the t equal constant surfaces, this is a bubble, and this is another bubble, and the light ray starting from one bubble can hit to the another bubble and come back to the original one bubble exactly once time. So this looks like a closed dust field Friedmann universe, like this. And on the other hand, in the z equal zero hyperplane, this looks like a Schwarzschild spacetime, but except this null infinity is incomplete. So this is the whole picture of the colliding bubbles. So uh, until now, we have investigated the causal structure between two bubbles. So next, let us consider the causal structure outside of this bubble here. So just like the first case, there's also a coordinate singularity like this. This is the direction, and this is the bubble. And there's a coordinate singularity around B is equal to minus A. But after a coordinate transformation like this, the new metric is given by this, and all functions are given by this. Then we can analyze the causal structure furthermore. So in this case, the metric components are first singular on the following parabolic time-like orbit. Here, U is equal to V square plus A. So actually, this corresponds to the orbit of the one bubble and expand far away and reach it and hit the middle infinity. So around this new geodesics, the asymptotic behavior of the metric is given by this. And obviously, this is completely regular. So this implies that around this motion, there is no singularity, and actually describes the motion of the one bubble here. OK, so we analyze the Shiga-Shiga bubble collisions. But more interesting case is that car bubble case, because in car bubble case, it's quantum mechanically stable. And also, by these authors, the car bubbles stops expanding. So in the car bubble case, it is interesting to investigate what happens if two car bubbles collide each other. In this case, because car bubbles stop expanding like this, and this is the stops. So that singularity, for example, the question is that does singularity become time-like like this? Because this bubble stops expanding. So naturally, we can expect that this singularity becomes time-like like this. So in this case, this implies that cosmic censorship is violated, probably. So it is very interesting to consider in this case. So in the previous Schwarzschild case, first we consider a Euclidean Schwarzschild solution. So we have two ways for obtaining the Schwarzschild bubble solutions. One is this analytic continuation. Another analytic continuation is like this. But these two solutions are exactly the same, exactly in equivalent. But in the car case, first, let us consider Euclidean car solution. So just like this case, we have two ways for obtaining car bubble solution. One is a famous analytic continuation like this. Theta minus pi over 2 is equal to I tau, and angular momentum becomes imaginary part. Another way is that phi is equal to it, but in this case, there are closed timeline curve here. So we cannot obtain the physical solutions by using wire solutions. So in the car case, unfortunately, the two Lorentzian space-time are inequivalent. Even though the Euclidean solution is the same. So to show a simple example. Let us first consider a distorted two-sphere like this. Because of this factor, this two-sphere becomes inhomogeneous along this theta direction. So if one set phi is equal to IT, so one tangent the Lorentzian spacetime like this. So this looks like a static coordinate, but this spacetime doesn't cover the whole spacetime. Actually, this is a static, two static patches. This is one patch, and this is another patch. And also, this is a minimal circles of this whole spacetime. So this minimal length is given by pi cross 2. So actually, this minimal length is given by the 2 pi in this case. But we have another analytic continuation like this. So in this case, this Euclidean metric becomes this Lorentzian metric. But in this case, as you can see, in the minimal circles, pi equals 0, the length is given by this quantity. So this quantity is different from this quantity. So these two Lorentzian space-time are inequivalent each other. So even though they are the same Euclidean solutions, but we can get another two Lorentzian space-time.
When C is zero, they're the same?
C.
They don't look the same even when C is zero, right?
Yeah, yeah. C is zero, yeah, just same, same, yes.
Although it's not obvious, I mean, yes. It's still some kind of coordinate.
In the non-zero case, it is inequivalent. So finally, we go to the conclusion discussions. First of all, we found an explicit solution where two character Quine bubbles collide each other in 3 plus 1 dimensions and investigated the causal structure. And as a result, we find that a spaceless singularity appears and its feature is very similar to the Schwarzschild black hole. And the black hole event horizon enclosing the singularity extends out and touches null infinity. So this implies that it looks like a linear horizon associated with an accelerated observer. And also, the area of the event horizon is proportional to the distance between two bubbles. So this implies that any observers between the two bubbles hit the singularity. So it's very interesting to question what is the final fate of the Carter-Quine spacetime, because if two bubbles appear spontaneously, black hole, very, very big black hole appears. So the whole spacetime, one possibility is that the whole spacetime corrupts to the big crunch. So this is one other possibility. And final fate of the Carter-Quine theory. So does the whole space corrupt the singularity? This is one of the questions. Another question is that, for example, how can we derive the thermodynamics in such a spacetime? Especially how is the first law of the black hole thermodynamics? Because in the spacetime, the total mass is exactly zero. But in the usual thermodynamics law of the, for example, delta M is equal to kappa delta T. But in this case, delta M is equal to zero. So the physical meaning of the first law is not clear in this case. And also, another question is that what is the final fate of the black hole Hawking radiation? Hawking evaporation. And the other question is, what happened in the usual 4 plus 1 Carter-Quine theory? But recently, Gary have obtained this kind of exact solution in, surprisingly, in 4 plus 1 dimensions. So the same, a little bit quite different feature appeared in this higher dimension, usual 4 plus 1 dimensional Carter-Quine theory. So I will end here.